This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are at 7 minutes after the hour. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yes, we have experts here, experts in conversation, people who know their way around their mouths. And as a matter of fact, I want everybody to open up their mouth and say, Okay, how's that? Joe Crummy, the evil one, is here, along with Victoria Keelan, who's here to balance Joe out because she's lovely, personable, hasn't got an evil thought in her head, an evil bone in her body, and we are all together. Let's see, everybody else is gonzo. McFadden went to, where'd he go, to Jazz Fest or something?
Yes, he's at Jazz Fest in New Orleans. Yep.
Wow, he's a big shot. He's on vacation every week.
Yeah,
he's always gone.
Yep. Okay, it's left to the minions, to us, to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. According to the charts released by Talkers Magazine, we spend this hour talking about the items that are on the list. I'll go through the list, the stories, and the people. And Mr. Crummy will be happy to engage you in his thoughts. And Ms. Keelan will be happy to engage you in her thoughts. And, of course, shy and retiring as I am, I may have a few thoughts on some of these things myself. So let's get started. First, the stories at number 10, what's going on in the world of sports. And so it's what happens here is we separate out sometimes some of the more outrageous conversations about sports. There are a lot of things that go on in the world that become perfect fodder for conversation, a lot of these great radio programs. And the games themselves, not so much, until it involves something like the event that took place, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night at Fenway Park this past week. A fellow who plays, I said it was Alex Jones.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes, it is. It's a conspiracy. It was not. We're talking about the talk host, Alex Jones. That was not who's playing center field for the Baltimore Orioles. It's not Alex. It's
Adam.
His first name? Adam. That's
Adam.
Right.
Adam Jones.
So Adam Jones, if you don't know this story, I can imagine anybody who's been paying attention doesn't know the story. But anyway, Joe, you worked for a while in Boston.
Yeah.
So
I mean, this is all about, you know, the racism thing, and right. And it happened again at Fenway, as you were alluding to a second ago. You know what? I mean, I lived in Boston. I know you know Boston. I lived in New York, Victoria. I know you know that. I lived in L.A. All that. I never thought Boston was any better or any worse. It has that reputation, and I never thought it with regard to race. It's just an anecdotal evidence from some guy who's lived in a lot of cities. I don't know about how do you feel, Doug? I mean, it's an ugly incident. It's not something that reflects well at all on Boston.
It isn't. No, I mean, it's like a lot of other things. I've been criticized for overcooking the latest airline incident, the Delta thing, yeah. Those people getting kicked off. The news media is happy to spread it around. There are lots of people, 20 million people that ride planes every day,
yeah,
and most of them don't have any problems at all. How many games are played? How many baseball players are there? Is there racism that exists in baseball? There's racism in every sport. There's race. If sports are supposed to be iconoclastic or representative of what we are as a society, then it's very reflective. And, hello, let's take the rose-colored glasses off, especially when it comes to Boston, which in my mind, having lived in suburban Boston all my life, my father grew up in South Boston where these clowns came from. They were throwing the peanuts. They were drunk as skunks. They were idiots. And that's the way it is. The Irish in Boston are outrageously racist. And I say that knowing and loving Victoria Keelan. And
those aren't my people,
Irish
Doug, so I have no idea. Yeah, you do not have to apologize that at all.
You can own this one, buddy. But, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. What it reminded me of? And Doug, you might remember this because they were saying Boston's got this reputation. Do you remember when they had that busing thing?
The federal government had to take over the school system for 18 years because the people running the system were racist. The kids that couldn't, the schools that they had were so, for blacks and the black section of the Boston was so substandard. I mean, you can find this in any city, but they were so outrageous in Boston that the federal government took over and ran the school system for 18 years until they got their crap straightened out.
You know, there was that famous picture, too. What's the building downtown? It's not Faneuil Hall. I think it's that brick Georgian-style building that I think the Boston Massacre took place right in front of. I think is what it was. And there was a famous picture, excuse me, of a guy using an American flag as a weapon. Remember that? That's the one you should look up on, I don't know, Google Images. There's a guy, and he's using a flag and the pointy end of it like a spear.
Now, you know what everybody's
right
looking up?
Right in front of that building, but I think where the Boston... Isn't that... I mean,
It's across the street, kitty-corner across the street from Faneuil Hall, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's temporary. It's a contemporary building of Faneuil Hall. It's
isn't just, that like Quincy Market or something? Isn't that
Quincy
right around
Market
there?
Is where Faneuil Hall is, yes. Quincy Market is where Faneuil Hall is, and then the other hall is across the street that he's talking about, and I can't remember what the name of it is. But, you know,
shame on you for that, Bostonian.
Talking about Google Images, the number one Google image search this week goes back to the Kent State Massacre. For some reason or other, the news media has decided they want to stir that pot again. And it's the anniversary of what happened on Kent State. And so this is a perfect example in my mind. Maybe you both disagree with me. I am so tired of these people using the power of the press to scare people, to fill people full of fear. And I think it's up to us, in a way, to call them out on it. Because it really is, when you consider the basic fabric, and maybe I made the statement because Pauline Frommer, who does the Frommer's Travel Guides, was on the air and talking about how 20 million people ride planes a day, and most of them don't have any problem at all. They get on, they get off, they get to where they're supposed to go. And she's right. And isn't that the case with most everything? Most every business runs well. Most everybody's lives run well. Most everything goes well. So that's not a headline. And you can't sell newspapers if you're telling the world everything is fine. Check back in with us tomorrow.
I didn't see that, but let me give you a different perspective on that. I think what you said was interesting. I went to the Burbank Public Library a week or so ago. I had to go with my kid because it was something he had to do for school.
Oh, my
God. There was a guy who wrote, older guy, used to be the president of, I think, Dartmouth. His name, I believe, is James Wright. And he wrote a book about Vietnam and the era that you're talking about called Enduring Vietnam. This isn't a plug for the book, but I haven't read it. It was weird, though. They had, the place was packed with a lot of middle-aged to older guys, and this guy gave his rap on Vietnam, and this is the era of which you speak, right, Doug?
Yeah.
You should have seen the
it's
guy
my era.
And get
it's my era.
About
it.
It
was disgusting era in American history. The way they treated
it was
first
rough.
Of all,
it was
that we got
rough.
Involved is disgusting. We sent men over there to die for nothing, and some 45 or 6,000 people later... And by the way, the war was so unpopular because everybody who had an ounce of common sense knew that we didn't belong there and had no reason 60, for being 000, there.
60,
so they took it out on the soldiers who came back. Huh? They were just doing what they were told to do. They didn't declare war.
So it was very emotional. I mean, it was a very emotional time in America that the people didn't know. I mean, it was like the last war that America got into that they thought that, you know, that a lot of people thought, you know, you got to fight it because it's an existential crisis.
I think
for
that
the
was
country.
The case.
That's the last time that was going to happen.
No, I don't think so. I think Iraq is another example, in Afghanistan, same kind of stuff.
But luckily, in my lifetime, there has never been, I've never heard anything disparaging about any military serviceman or woman. So luckily, that's completely shifted.
That's changed.
Yeah.
That has changed.
Yeah,
people doing what we ask them to do. But why do we send them, why are we asking them to do it? That's
the
question.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally different.
Why? We weren't protected by going into Iraq. If they had done what they were capable of doing... The people in special forces, you can't even come close in any other. Even the Israelis can't come close to us when it comes to those people and how well trained they are. So you send them over to pop off bin Laden. But no, you send over an armada and bin Laden goes and hides in a cave someplace. And the same, you know, so we find him 20 years later and pop him off. Could have done the same with Saddam Hussein. Could do the same with, Abdullah Balanga in Syria. And, you know, any of these other people that are a problem. Kim Jong-un, bomb. See you later. Right? Right? Am I right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's with him. He's got all those weapons aimed at Seoul, which is only, what, 40?
No, no. And I heard you send the SEALs into North Korea and you shoot them.
People
they
in
know,
that area.
Joe. They know where they've got a U-2 flying over North Korea. They know where Kim Jong-un is every second of every day. I had a friend who was the first female pilot in the Air Force of a U-2. Her job was to fly over Iraq at 100,000 feet every day. They could see the car that really was Saddam's car. They could see his license plate from that plane. They knew where he was every second of every day. They could have popped him off any time. And I submit to you that we have the technology and are using it to know where these people are every second of every day. They can predict. They've got them. They're bugging him. They know what all these people are doing.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff. Shut
him.
Big fan. I love that kind of stuff. The thing is, though, if you take him out, you don't know whether they're not going to launch on Seoul. I mean, you may take him out, and then they're going to freak, and somebody's going to push a button. And I think that. Otherwise, I'm with you. Take him out. I don't care how they fix the problem. Just fix it. Either kill him, get rid of him, or make friends with him. I don't care. Just fix it.
I'm sure you're right, Doug. I'm sure we know where that fat dumpling is at all times. So, you know, he's not. But Joe, you're right. It could be very complex. We don't know who's second in command. What are you going to get?
You know? You see that the results of that when we pump off Saddam Hussein, and then there's a vacuum created, and what's there? And it goes back to, if you go back to the Europeans that divvied up the Middle East and divvied up the Asian, the Pacific Rim, and they divvied up Africa, they did the same thing. They're the ones who created this mess, and then the oil companies came in and made it worse. So, you know, that's hindsight, it's 2020, doesn't fix the thing. We got all the way to there from discussing racism. Man, that was cool. Good for you. Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts, is his podcast, and Victoria Keelan, Sweet Thoughts, her podcast. It's 19 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says, hey.
When your stuff runs up, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
B.
be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Na, na. Hey. Goodbye. The Democrats were singing this to the Republicans this week when the House Republicans secured their 216th yes vote on the American Health Care Act. Democrats began, you don't have to go away with it. You keep playing it. This is a good tune. That's a... Remember, were you ever Jock Joe? Joe the Jock.
Heck yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Do you ever play this song? You're not quite...
Oh, we loved it. Yeah, it was really fun. We thought it was a cool song. I was 14.
Tony Bristol and that bunch of studio guys.
Out of New York City. That's
a great, great thing. So anyway, the implication of the Democrats waving goodbye to the Republicans, they say, at least the Dems, believe that the Republicans cost themselves their political careers by voting for an overhaul of what was heretofore known as Obamacare. And, of course, the news media all over this. So the bill, this is the number one story this week, according to Talkers Magazine. We're all together here. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, you ought to check out. He's got a lot of provocative thoughts there. Smart.
Thank you, Doug. We do them every day. Every day.
Every day. That's good.
Every day. Monday through Friday, we do a fresh podcast every day. We'll do one today.
Fresh podcast. I hope that
fresh
some of the
evil thoughts every day
are reflective of your experience on this program. Victoria Keelan is very intelligent and from the DJV world. Joins us with comments on some of these stories. I don't necessarily go through them. I started at 10 and I think we only got to 9. I'm just going to mention
this
them
for like
go
a
back
month or
that.
Two now. I realize we never really get all.
I never get to all of them. Number 8 is the French presidential race. Number 7 item is the.
Wait a minute! The French thing I'll do really quick is really cool. You know, they are in the middle of a big fight now. The Russians are supposedly hacking that election too with fake Twitter accounts, and the liberal guy is really mad because he says the Russians are saying he's got a fake account with a lot of offshore money in the Bahamas.
What I like most about the liberal guy is his wife is twice as old as he is.
That is an interesting story behind the scenes there. He's 39 and she's 55.
60 something. 63.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the police shooting in Texas, I don't want to talk about that. I do want to talk about what a clown Stephen Colbert is. He's number six in that anti-Trump rant where he used a crude sexual reference.
Yeah, yeah.
What a jerk. Number
we
five.
We can't even talk about it. That's
yeah,
we
we'll go back through these in a minute. I just want to get to go through the list so at least we mentioned all the things. Trump's budget is number five. The religious freedom order, which did nothing, it's a big waste of time, is number four. North Korea is three. Comey and Hillary are number two. And the health care bill is number one. So I don't know what else to say about the health care bill. You got any, either of the two of you have observations?
Well, I think everybody's getting, first of all, you know, the thing on the na-na, hey,
wait a minute,
goodbye.
Wait a minute, yeah. Hold on a second. What? Joe, you're very impolite. Ladies first.
Oh, I did not know. I'm sorry. I am not worthy.
I think from a female perspective, the things that are standing out, which I am not panicking about yet, because I do think when it gets to the Senate that a lot of this stuff is going to kind of get eradicated. But, you know, some of the things that are absolutely preposterous, C-sections, and if you're a victim of rape, that's considered a pre-existing condition, and that your insurance doesn't need to cover you for health care for that. That's insane. And
you saw that in the bill. I didn't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's all over the internet at this point. That's just
how to get unelected. The Democrats are right then. If the news media publicizes it that way, then those people will all get tossed out of office.
Anyone who signs off on that, I mean, that's just absurd. And things like, you know, if you're born with some sort of a birth defect, that's a pre-existing condition, stuff.
That's the conversation with Jimmy Kimmel. All right, we'll pause now, and then Crummy can have his 2 cents worth or 8 cents worth in a few moments, 28 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with my pals in broadcasting, Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Yes, that's that Joe Crummy. The podcast he has is called Evil Thoughts. You can find it on Facebook and Twitter. Be found at joecrummy.net. C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. Make sure you spell it right, because I have a crummy experience without the right crummy. Anyway, he's got lots of things going for him, including a good brain, a good broadcast resume, and comments that help us understand some of the things that are going on. The Talkers Overview, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, responsible every week, 52 weeks of the year. As a list of the top 10 stories becomes the prominent conversation here in this hour, and also an hour I do with Michael Harrison, a second part of our countdown reality. A list of people this week on that list includes the people running in France. Number 9, Jimmy Kimmel. Number 8, Stephen Colbert. Number 7, Sean Spicer. Kim Jong-un is number 6. Paul Rahm is 4. Hillary Clinton's 3. James Comey is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So I think we've gone through and said we're sort of dodging some of these bullets, but there are other things that we really do want to talk about here. And as always, the challenge is how do we at least mention all of the 10 items, but even though we know we can't get all of the discussion that we'd like to get in the confines of our time. Number 6, the Stephen Colbert anti-Trump rant. I can't even imagine that people who are in his political wheelhouse think that that was funny or appropriate. It's just at some point, these people take themselves so seriously. He thinks he's important. Boy, has he got another a few things to learn. He's nothing. He's a gnat on the fly of an elephant. And yet,
well, not according to his ratings, but I think his ratings have gone to his head. I mean,
his ratings are nowhere near what David Letterman's were or the other shows that were preceding. We have a different world of late night now. I find his arrogance annoying. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Anyway, go ahead, Victoria. You were saying. Oh.
Well, no, I mean, I was surprised because in the beginning, when he took over that show, I was a fan of David Letterman's, and the show to me is just boring now. Yeah. But he has been gaining in the ratings, and I think there were a few weeks where he's beaten Fallon. So he is a presence. I mean, that is just a fact,
that
whether you like him or not.
Either, because he's Fallon's.
Fallon's incredibly popular with millennials, so yeah. Colbert became sort of the answer for adults.
I suppose, okay.
You know what was interesting to me? I was listening to Colbert the day after, what is he going to say? Mm. And he was really cool. He came out and he said, I'm still here. I'm still the host. And I survived it, And then you had the president in the Rose Garden yesterday after he, had his, legislative victory. And he said the exact same thing, the same emotion. He was going, I'm the president. I'm really here. And it was just funny that you had both these guys, impressed about the ground upon which they stood. And it was really interesting to see both guys having that in common, that they're both amazed that they're where they are. And it was funny to see that yesterday.
It's called pitching oneself.
And they were both doing it, and it was really wild to see that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to flash back a little bit, I said when we were talking just before the break at the bottom of the hour, you started, and then I said, ladies first, and then I didn't go back to you. So let's go back to your either answer to Victoria's point or on your own.
Well, I guess we were talking about a couple things. Number one, on the James Comey thing, the James Comey show, which was when Wednesday he's on TV all day. It's like, all right, enough. I was listening to what he had to say. I'm surprised that Huma Abedin is not in jail. I'm surprised if she was forwarding all that email to Anthony Weiner and it was classified. I'm like, what's up with that? And that's probably why
you don't.
She
was using his
it was
laptop,
on his laptop.
It?
They shared a laptop.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, she was sending it to him. I mean, forwarding
it. She wasn't
it to
sending
him.
It to him. She was sending it to that computer, which they both shared. It had nothing to do with him, really. He was just, it became the victim here. I mean, he's being investigated for perpetrating sexual what's with a 12-year-old or whatever he's doing now. And so they grab his laptop, and as an ancillary benefit, they find all these emails to Hillary Clinton that she said she didn't produce.
Yeah, it was on. Carlos Danger had access to that that computer, and she knew it. On the healthcare thing, I looked up what Victoria had talked about, and I definitely saw it in the Huffington Post a few minutes ago. You know what I think is a general overview on healthcare that most people don't talk about is that we have these insurance companies, and I expect them to operate like private businesses, and at the same time, we want to regulate them like public utilities. And to me, it's a Frankenstein of regulation. I think Frankenstein was prettier than the regulations in healthcare, because they're going to have to fix what Victoria is talking about. Who's going to pay? Are we going to allow people to tailor their insurance policy to what they need? And if so, how do you make up that money with other people that need other services, the things that Victoria was talking about? It's a mess.
Well,
it's a total mess.
What's the mindful way? This is the question which doesn't have an answer necessarily. The mindful way of being responsible when it comes to situations that Jimmy Kimmel described this week regarding his new baby. Those circumstances don't get paid for, as I understand it, in this new rewrite, even though there is a way, or there ought to be a way, that if you're going to have a health care bill, that these things are taken care of. Now, I don't know what went on in the mother's womb, whether there are things that should have been seen then and helped her address, maybe, maybe not. We're all speculating here. But what the public is going to have to add, we can all say those things need to be covered, and pretty much people of conscience will agree that they ought to be covered. But who's going to pay?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, we end up paying for things that are not our responsibility, and that's where it gets sticky. I don't want to pay for things that are not a problem to me and or my family. I don't want to be in a pool. I don't think it's fair. I mean, I'm beyond age-wise having to worry about it because I'm in Medicare at the moment. But now there are a lot of people who think Medicare ought to cover everybody no matter what your age.
Well, that would be single payer. And it freaks a lot of people out. I'm willing to look at single payer. But what I would like to see, though, is some kind of incentive, and this freaks out a lot of people, for cost to keep costs down, to keep, what's that incentive going to be? If it's all free, I have a funny feeling the cost is going to just go crazy.
Right, it is. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. If there's some kind of incentive, like and this freaks people when I mention this.
Well,
what if at the end of the year you get money back for services you don't use? And when I mention that, people go crazy. But I'm thinking, how do we make people think more about what it costs? And how do we do that? Certainly those geniuses in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know what it costs because you go in there and you see the bill. The problem is that the irresponsibility of the way is it. I don't know which comes first here, the chicken or the egg. The way they are charging for Kleenex, the old, $4 for a box of stuff you can buy in the drugstore for 29 cents, that kind of stuff. But
it's worse than that.
It becomes a symbol of how badly the system is run. And some say it's because it's inefficient because it's too big. And others say the problem is that so many people are coming in and taking advantage and not paying that we have to pass the charges on, somehow or other.
Well, I think there's some of that, too. But even if you just said, okay, let each state run it, take some federal dollars, ship it out to the states, let them run it, it's still a state bureaucracy.
It's inefficient.
Right, exactly.
There's fraud, corruption, waste, abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That becomes part of government programs. All right, food for thought, 43 after the hour. A cure for disease as we know it. This is the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. The Nobel Prize in 1998 went to three doctors, Dr. Robert Fergott, Louis Ignaro, and Farid Murad. All of them had discovered 10 years before the importance of nitric oxide in the functioning of your body. I don't want to get too heavy here. That's sort of a doctor explanation from one of our two doctors on the program. What I want you to know is that very easily you can get your blood boosted with Super Beets. Victoria drinks them every day. Probably
gets
them to you, Joe. Drinking Super Beets opens up your system, circulation superfood, because nitric oxide, when it's in your system, causes various things to expand, and that includes your arteries. So they get bigger, the blood goes through your body better, gets to your muscles, your brain, all of the various aspects of your body, the microvessels that need to be charged up. That's what healthy blood flow, which leads to healthy blood pressure, is all about. It's an amazing vegetable, the beet. They make, non-GMO beets. They now plant them all over the country this time of year. They grow them, they harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, just like they did at NASA for the space, the astronauts, and you got a circulatory superfood. Feed your body the right way, open up your arteries, and be healthy again. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Ask for Super Beets. With your first order, you get a 30-day bonus, 30-day supply free. 800-655-4183. Free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. It's guaranteed. The product is guaranteed or your money back. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183. An overview of the stories, the hot hits, if you will, in the world of News Talk Radio. Sometimes because we get off the mark or we get off the path, I don't stick to the order. And sometimes some of the conversation doesn't ever even get to some of the things. So the official list from talkers is a good way for us to spend a few moments here. Starting at number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio, the action there. Number 9, the Fenway Park incident with the Baltimore player this past week. The French presidential race is number 8. The slaying of a Texas teenager by a policeman, number 7. Colbert's anti-Trump rant, number 6. The budget, number 5. Religious freedom order, number 4. North Korea, number 3. The Comey-Clinton sort of connection, if you will. Number one, you've also heard a lot of conversation all through the week about the Republican health care bill. So that's the way they stack up at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf.
And we have some great summer prep tips for you, starting with getting rid of those mosquitoes.
That's right. I installed Newtone's Haven mosquito repellent system around my deck here. They look like landscape lights, but they help repel those pesky mosquitoes.
They have the type that's available with lights that have the mosquito repellent or just the repellent itself. It really does work very, very well. It has a timer that goes along with it, and it'll keep the mosquitoes away from here. But even if you're preparing for all of that, you need to also think about those vicious summer storms, and to have a standby generator just like the one that we've installed from Champion is a great peace of mind to be able to have that power come right on as soon as you have a power interruption. But you can do all you want around the house, but if the grass isn't mowed, it just doesn't look right. Chelsea's figured that one out.
That's right. I have a Toro Time Master mower. It's got a 30-inch deck, so you're going to be able to mow your yard 40% faster.
Absolutely. It stores real easily in your garage, and it also has a lot of other features that'll make it just right for your yard. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talkers Magazine. The stories, 10 of them, the top 10. And then there's a different category, the top 10 names of people that have been on the minds of conversationalists on these great news talk radio programs and stations with the great hosts. At number 10, the people running for president of France. Number 9, focus on Jimmy Kimmel and the birth of his son. Number 8, Stephen Colbert and what he's got in his mouth. Number 7, Sean Spicer. Kim Jong-un is number 6. Wish he had a bomb in his mouth, don't you? Paul Ryan, number 5. Barack Obama. Talks about two or three, it became the books in the focus, and his speech is in the focus, and giving $2 million to some charity in Chicago is a focus. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Oh, gee, why didn't I win? Number 2, James Comey. And number 1, Donald Trump. Those are the people making it from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So here we are. One more item of interest here. It seems to me this is outside of our of the normal wheelhouse, but I really feel that it's important to talk about the things we never seem to get into television, we never seem to get into pop culture on this program, and I think that a name that ought to be on the top of the list this week is Ryan Seacrest, who's a radio guy at heart. I don't know if you've ever met him or been around him, Joe, but you were talking off air about me and what I've created in the world of radio. Seacrest has been very smart, and he's figured out how to make a lot more money than you and I are making.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he saw how to do it, and he was determined to do it. I think it's a great example for anybody in any business who sets their mind to a goal. Create a goal, keep it in your mind. There are all kinds of spiritual and religious implications that come from people who create. He's a creator, and whether it's ideas he plants in people's minds. He made up his mind that he wanted to be like Dick Clark, and he's
yes.
done an amazing job of doing that. He also has followed in the footsteps of Larry King and some others.
Merv Griffin was
yeah.
the
yeah,
beginning
he was
of
another
career.
One of those guys.
Yeah. You know,
right.
you know,
I was mentioning off the air to Doug that, you know, you mentioned my podcast, Evil Thoughts, and I do it every day and all that. It's the first thing I've ever done in my life where I said, I'm going to build this thing, and it gives yeah. me an incredible the sense of admiration for guys like Ryan Seacrest or guys like you or Dick Clark. When you want to build something, I always heard people talk like that when they want to start a business, they're working 24/7. And that's exactly right. You know, when I do the podcast, you got to get out there and make it work. Yeah. You got to create it. Then you got to push it, and you got to do this stuff, and it never stops.
And you got to have something that people are going to be interested in listening to or watching. So the conversation about Seacrest, not only did he start working with Kelly Ripa this week, but also American Idol discussion resurfaced going to ABC, so that now that he works for ABC, he'll make it happen. You wait and see. Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Joe Crummy with Victoria Keelan here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, time for us to review the technology report, the top five items from the world of technology for this past week, courtesy of Victoria Keenan, her experience, her knowledge. So we get right to the list at number five. Looks to me like we've got a way to keep marriages lasting forever.
Well, I don't know about that, but the University of South Carolina of Southern California's researchers have invented a wristband that can read things like temperature and heart rate that actually will alert couples when they need to take a deep breath and step back from a heated conversation before it goes too far. The device is based on extensive research on what factors tend to predict a fight. So they have physiological measures of stress, and then they've collected data on language that couples use, as well as the volume that couples, so when things start to escalate, this wristband can actually alert couples saying, okay, it's getting way too heated, take a time out, go and meditate, take a step back, go for a walk, whatever it is. So they've also created an algorithm that goes with all this analyzing of the data, and it's been accurate 86% of the time. It has predicted a fight between a couple. So
really?
They're hoping to bring this to the marketplace by next year and actually have this be a diagnostic tool to help couples communicate better and to stop fighting before it begins. So it's really interesting if it works. My gosh.
That's very interesting. Okay, number four on the list of the top five when it comes to technology is an Amazon story.
I know. Amazon on Friday showed some benevolence towards the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea in Massachusetts. Now, I did not know that was a real town until Amazon did this, but based on, of course, Amazon was the studio that produced the movie Manchester-by-the-Sea. It was the first feature film they had ever released. It, of course, won Oscars and lots of acclaim. And so, as a thank you to the 6,000 residents of the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea, Amazon gave them all free Prime memberships for a year, as well as a pack of popcorn, because on Friday, Manchester-by-the-Sea became available for Prime streaming. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you were able to stream it free on Friday. Or now it's still available, but it began on Friday. So as a thank you to the town, Amazon wanted to give back, which I thought was kind of nice.
Yeah, very nice. Number three, look out if you're a hacker.
Yeah, well, on Amazon's competition, Netflix had some bad news this week. Almost all of the upcoming season of Orange is the New Black has been leaked and released online so far by hackers. The hacker name is called the Dark Overlord, and they've done stuff in the past, right, but nothing like on this level. They didn't steal the episodes from Netflix themselves. They stole them from the post-production studio, which was doing like touch-ups and coloring and things like that. And those studios are kind of mom and pop, and they don't really have cybersecurity. And so now, unfortunately, these small independent-owned businesses are now going to have to step up their security because hackers can easily tap into this. And that's essentially what this group put a spotlight on, is how vulnerable those studios are, and it's going to cost them a lot of money. It's really too bad.
Yeah, it is really too bad, but it's the sign of the times, I guess.
It is, yeah.
Under the circumstances. Okay, the number two item this week.
Well, Uber made some changes this week to your rating. Now, if you're an Uber rider, you know you have a rating that the drivers give you as well as you rate the driver. And so in the past, when you're looking at the Uber app, you have to go through a few different bells and whistles to see what your rating is. Uber wants to change that. So now, right under your name, your rating will be featured prominently, and the driver's rating will also be featured prominently right under his or her name. And the point Uber says is that people are better behaved when their score is facing them right, you know, staring them right in the face, that they'll be better behaved as riders, that the drivers will try harder. So they sort of liken it to, if you know what your grades are in school and they're kind of plastered in front of you at all times, you'll want to do better. Uber actually said many riders forget that their driver is also rating them, and things like eating in the car, slamming the door, trying to pile more people into the car, that can have a big impact on your rating. And they also said that they want everyone to know that riders and drivers are treated equally and that their community guidelines are based on mutual respect. So we'll see if that actually changes anything.
New laptop in your future? Let's find out what Microsoft has.
Microsoft had a big week this week. The stock went up, and it's probably due to the announcement of the new Surface laptop. It's instead of being made of plastic and metal, the Surface laptop has an aluminum body, protects it from the elements, and the keyboard is the first fabric-covered keyboard, which is really interesting. The prices start at $999, which is still cheaper than its big competition, the MacBook Pro, which is $1,499.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And it's the first time we've thought of Microsoft in this way, so that's good news. Probably, as you said, if you bought stock at the beginning of the week, you'd be in good shape. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.